Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Let's talk to Jason the Brewer once more. He is the CEO of Marula Mining, and he's just told me off air that he's a Charlton fan. And as everyone knows, I'm a Crystal Palace fan. I hope we don't come to fisticuffs in this interview. Jason, happy new year to you.
And to you, it's a pleasure.
Right, we spoke in November. My headline was that your share price was tuppence. I said this is like buying call options, okay? And I had a look at the ticker this morning and it's like 8¾ bid. And it raised a small smile with your good self. What on earth have you been up to since November to get that sort of return on capital employed?
We've been very busy, obviously. We've done a few more deals. Copper assets acquired, graphite assets acquired. Prepayments against our lithium production and a major investment by one of South Africa's most successful mining entrepreneurs. So we've been very, very busy in that regard. So haven't really stopped.
Right. What out of all of that is the highlight, would you say?
Look, I think they're all highlights. The one which I'm really excited about is the deal with Q Global Commodities, headed up by Quinton Vandenberg.
Yep.
He'll be coming on as our chairman and they're investing $3.75 million, which effectively de-risks us from a funding perspective as right. We advance all our projects. So that's, I guess, the headline for me. But the copper project we've got, we've just increased our interest there, and that's arguably one of the highest grade copper projects I've seen in my whole career, and one which I think we'll be able to move towards production in the second half of this year.
So are you going to build from here, or have you got what you need to really take it to the next level?
Oh, look, several months ago when I took over, we had no assets. We were just a shell company. We're now sitting here with five projects, Zambia, Tanzania, and South Africa. We're looking at growing this business, not just by developing the projects we've got, turning them into mines and very profitable mines, but we'll be looking at other projects in the same areas, yep. East, Southern Africa, and with that battery metals focus. So yes, we're looking at others, but they've got to advance the company. It's not doing a deal just for the sake of it.
Right. But again, going back to November, share price at tuppence, okay? You must be a happy man now, yeah? The shareholders must love you even more than, dare I say, when it was at tuppence.
Yeah, look, I mean, when we took it over, it was below 2p and really not going anywhere, rudderless to say the least. We moved very quickly. So seeing it go from 2 to 8 to almost 9p, trading a bit over 9p at the moment.
Yep.
So very happy for that. Very happy for the shareholders. I think when I caught up with you last, we'd just done a raising at 2p. So those investors that came in there have done exceptionally well.
Yep.
But I clearly think there's more to go.
Right.
You know, I'm a major shareholder. I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, we discussed you've got skin in the game, right?
Yeah, I think I'm still the single largest shareholder in this. So very driven. I'm not in it for pennies.
Right.
You know, I see this going on, you know, level after level after level, going up all the time. So there's much more to do. It's still early days for us.
Well, I've used technical analysis and everyone talks about momentum. Okay, momentum in 2023 for you is, do you think this is almost like chapter one and not the end of the book in terms of what you really want to do with this company?
Yeah, I was looking at something earlier today and it's, you've got to read every word, you've got to go through every line, every chapter of every book. And some pages you don't want to turn.
Yep.
You know, you just get focused on them. We've got to keep going. We can't rest on our laurels. We're expanding our management team quite significantly over this quarter, which will be exciting for us because we need to deliver.
Yep.
So momentum can only be done if we deliver. I think we've done quite well so far, but now we've really got to start bringing those projects into fruition.
So a few headlines about management, because in terms of putting money into an investment, everyone says always check the management. Are you really gearing this up now?
Yeah, we have to. We have to, because we've set ambitious targets for us. I think one thing which people will actually start to see is the benefit of that deal with Q Global Commodities. They're South Africa's largest private mining logistics processing company. So we're going to leverage off their management team and their logistical support, their processing, their mining support. So that's going to help us dramatically. But we've got to bring in people that can actually deliver. And look, I think we've got a number of them already, but we've got to keep that momentum going, and that can only come from having the right people in at the right place.
Right, understood. Now, you talked about going on to AIM. How's that going? Are we close but no cigar, or?
I'm here obviously in London. We've had a number of meetings today with brokers, with all the key advisors of that AIM listing. So we're working through the timetable, all the key documents with the accountants,
yep.
The lawyers, I mean, you can imagine how many people are involved in this
process.
I can
only imagine. It sounds reassuringly expensive.
Yeah, it'll pay off in the long run. Well, yeah. short run.
What are the merits of sort of AIM over Aquis? Is this liquidity? Is this basically giving you the ability to get new shareholders in?
Yeah, look, it's the ease at which investors can actually buy shares in the company. And Aquis is a great exchange, don't get me wrong, and they've made great strides over recent months.
Yep.
And we're actually their case study
right.
at the moment, given okay. how we've dramatically changed this company. I think we're one of the most traded stocks on Aquis.
Right.
You know, I think we traded 10 million shares last week and probably accounted for maybe 60, 70% of the whole exchange.
Okay.
So we've raised the profile, but going forward, AIM gives us that greater visibility. And for investors, the reality is it's easier for them to invest. It's easier for them to go online and buy shares. With Aquis, you've still got to go through an advisor, you've got to go through a broker. So it's an extra level. And in today's world where you just go the path of least resistance, you know, it just doesn't work for us at the moment. So AIM, I think, will really raise the profile, get the interest, not just of more retail, but also a lot more institutional investors, which we now need to bring onto the register.
Understood. Now, we're doing this interview on behalf of ShareTalk, okay? And they've questioned your social media. We've been watching your Twitter feed, a bit cold in old Blighty this time of year. I don't know if that's a dig or a compliment or...
Hopefully me being here is going to heat things up a bit.
Right. Boom, boom.
But I've just come from Kenya, which is my home. Mid to high 20s.
Yeah, so stop it.
I don't deal with cold weather. I don't deal with it. So for the first time, I'm wearing a suit. I'm wearing an overcoat and a beanie. So, yeah, it's cold here.
Right.
But well worth it.
Good. Okay. So to wrap up, I always ask, in terms of a shareholder, what to expect? Why should I consider having the shares in my portfolio? Give me three key highlights for the rest of 2023.
The impact of our transaction with Q Global Commodities. A lot bigger than just them taking equity. So that will really start to be demonstrated in the short term. The copper project, where we've increased our interest from 49% to 75%, high grade, near surface, and one which lends itself for a rapid development timetable. So that's certainly something to watch out for there. And then, look, we've got the Blesberg Lithium project, which is probably our headline act in terms yep. of the projects. But I'd look at what we're looking to do in the broader lithium space, not just in terms of other assets coming in, but in terms of what products we're going to be selling. So potentially looking at how we can move away from just a spodumene concentrate and looking at the higher value carbonates that are selling at multiples of the carbonate prices. So we're not resting on our laurels, as I've said. We're looking at getting value in every step that we take.
Understood. Finally, I'm off to Aston Villa with Crystal Palace on Saturday. Who are Charlton playing next?
Charlton have got Peterborough tomorrow night. I'm not going there. It's grim up north. But then they've got Plymouth at the weekend, and that's where I was born.
That's your hometown, right?
Exactly. So I'm a bit torn there. But no, I'll probably head down to Charlton at the weekend. To Plymouth at the weekend to watch them play.
Right. On that note, Jason, please come back. You're in the money. Let's see where we're going to be in the next 3 to 6 months. I should be watching this closely. Thank you for your time.
No problems. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.